Hey, this is Allie Johnson. I am here with Ryan Ackerman of The Last Revel, who are joining us December 2nd at the Nicolet LRC Theater at 7:30. And we're going to just get to know the band a little bit and see what we're in for. So, Ryan, hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm so glad to be talking with you. So tell me a little bit about your current tour. Where have you been? Where are you going? Who are you with?
Yeah, for sure. So the past 3 weeks, we've been on tour with Yonder Mountain String Band, and we're doing 19 shows with them. We have one left tonight in Richmond, Virginia. All over the East Coast. It's been pretty incredible to tour with such a legendary band and to play to so many new fans.
Wonderful.
It's been a really great tour.
Awesome, awesome. And I guess give us a little overview. I mean, how would you describe the Last Revel experience to someone who's never seen you guys in concert?
Well, it's a pretty folky experience. We three-part harmonies and mixing in string instruments and kick drum and upright bass and harmonica as much as we can.
What I love is that you guys kind of in the middle of the show will just switch instruments, just hand it over. Someone takes this and someone takes the other one, and that's pretty sweet. Can you guys?
Yeah, we love to switch it up. It's nice to mix it up, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. How long, give us a little history. How long have you guys been together, and how did you get together and that sort of thing?
We've been together as a band for about 6 years. We met going to school in Mankato, Minnesota. Kind of met through the music program, just kind of goofing around at first at open mics and stuff. We didn't really think much of it at first, but people seemed to really like it, and it really resonated with people, and we thought to ourselves we should try to book some gigs and kind of see what happens, and it's been a snowball effect ever since. It's been quite the trip so far.
And who would you say are your musical influences, and maybe the influences that the band itself has?
Yeah, you know, we all kind of draw influences from so many different genres of music. It's kind of all over the place. Mostly singer-songwriter influences. And we draw influences from most genres, for sure. Definitely drawing from, like, folk and rockabilly, string band music, and singer-songwriter as well. But, yeah, we all kind of bring something different to the table. And I think that kind of shows in our songwriting. We all take turns songwriting, and It definitely shines there the most, for sure.
I totally agree, because I am a big fan. Speaking of songwriting, your latest album, Hazard and Fate, tell us about it. What's that album like? And we've been playing it here at the station to kind of get everyone hyped up for the show. So tell us about the album, you know, how it came together, where you recorded it, et cetera.
So it's our third full-length album. We recorded it in the fall of 2016 at a family friend's cabin in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, actually not too far from Rhinelander. And it kind of took over the space for a weekend and set up recording gear. Just kind of did it on the fly, all live recordings as much as we could. And released the album in April of 2017. And it seems to be, people seem to be really liking it. So we're pretty happy about it.
Wow, that's amazing. You don't hear about that much, that people that, you know, sitting in a cabin recording live as opposed to, you know, tracking and this and that and mixing and all of that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of what I love about this genre of music, and, you know, the instrumentation is like it lends itself to being very DIY. I think that really resonates with people, to give it something more of like an original flavor versus something in a studio that's highly polished. Folk music and string music resonates with people when it has an originality.
Absolutely. And it makes the live shows even better, because you get it. You get the originality and the, you know, just the openness of the songs. You're headed here to Rhinelander in December 2nd. And
we're very excited.
Good, good, good. The Northwoods, we got a little snow on the ground, not much yet, but it's coming.
<That's great.
laughs> After Rhinelander, what's coming up for you guys?
You know, we're taking most of December off, just kind of laying low, and we have a few gigs in some of our favorite cities. We're playing a show in Madison, Wisconsin, and Mankato, Minnesota, and Minneapolis as well. So just kind of laying low and staying close to home and potentially getting back in the studio to do some recording this December. And then early 2018, we're hitting the road again, heading back east to come back to most of the cities we're playing with the Yonder Mountain String Band. We're doing an East Coast tour and then heading back west later in the winter. So kind of hitting the back on the road back when the next year rolls over.
Are you touring with anyone heading east and then west?
The East Coast is our own headlining tour.
Cool.
And then when we head west later in the year, we're touring with a band called the Infamous String Dusters.
Love them.
We're very excited to tour with those guys. They're pretty incredible musicians and really put on a great live show. So I think it's going to go really well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right on.
Cool. Is there anything else you want to say? Anything else you want us to put out there for people here in Rhinelander?
Well, we're pretty excited to return to Northern Wisconsin. It's been a while for us. You know, we've been so busy in the last couple of years that we're excited to head back to one of the parts of the state that really helped us come up when we first started out playing music. So it'll be nice to go back to such a great community and play for everybody again.
Oh, we're really excited. We're looking forward to seeing you guys December 2nd at 7:30. And we do not have that many tickets left, so it's going to be a really, really fun night. Hopefully a full house and lots of great music with The Last Revel.